someone who covers his whole body, and of course is Carl from New Hampshire, joining us on the, I believe at the starting line, this would be Carl from New Hampshire. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Yeah, incredibly good. I'm not even running, and I've already gone through a whole can of bag bomb.
Like every other day.
Just, otherwise known as Tuesday, where I come from.
Now, what are you bringing to us at this particular installment of your special exclusive coverage for 96.9 Boston Talks?
Well, listen, I stumbled across something really magnificent here. I'm standing with Paula and Catherine Bloomquist. They're from Holliston, Mass.
No.
Catherine, yes? The daughter here, her good friend Greg Weiger was the lead runner last year in the mobility impaired division and running again this year. Why don't you talk to Jim and Marjorie for a minute?
Hi, what's your name again?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Catherine, we were trying to figure out, we knew the wheelchair deal. The mobility impaired start at 9. Your friend was running. What are those? Who are those people? What's the deal?
His name is Greg Wagner. His number was 18690 in the race. But he's a brain aneurysm survivor. So.
And he's running 26.2 miles?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
So does he go in the mobility impaired category or the regular category?
Yeah, she said yeah.
Mobility
yeah.
impaired, the 9 o'clock category.
So they were run more slowly is the idea.
But he did come in just over 4 hours in 2008.
Oh, my God. That is so did he come in first in that division, or what's the deal?
He did, and he's planning on doing it this year as well, but he wants to make it in 3:30.
That is unbelievable. Now, you're running in the Wave 2 of the women, or what's your deal?
I'm not running at all.
Oh, what are you doing there, then?
She lives there in Hopkinton.
I'm a spectator, actually. For the first time in Hopkinton, I've never actually watched the start of the race in person.
And how exciting is the start? Yeah. Is there anything exciting about it?
It is. The crowd is just very energetic. Everybody's into it. You're cheering on everybody. And if you have, friends out there, then you certainly cheer on certain people.
You heard that I was going to be here?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we certainly had an interesting ride in the shuttle bus with him.
I bet you did. Hey, you're a decent soul.
Thanks so much,
and good luck to your friend.
Carl, I want to know, has this day out there in Hopkinton, has this inspired you to get into the fray for 2011?
No, Marjorie, I go with the Mark Twain saying, every time I feel like exercise, I lay down until the feeling goes away.
Now, hey, Carl, when you reported for the first time at 7:30, you said, I believe, how many porta potties were there? 51?
51, but I just came across a jackpot of porta potties down the street. I found 150. I'm going to try to get an aerial photo. And by the way, Jim, I just approached Senator Kerry.
Yeah.
That he didn't have time to talk to you today, but he would like to come on your show sometime.
I'm sure he would. Now, one last question for you, Carl. What is the state of the porta potties at this moment? At 7 o'clock, obviously, they weren't. At 9:43, how bad is the scene there?
I'll tell you, it's a mob scene. I haven't seen any porta potties tipped over or overflowing, nothing like that. I did see one person dipping French fries in bag bomb. I'm going to try to get smart.
Get him. Now, Carl, call us back for one final report, please, before the end of our show, will you?
Oh, you can count on it, my friend.
I'm afraid we can. That's really too bad. Carl.
Thank you, Carl.